What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Back to the music in a sec, but first, let's welcome to the studio actress, producer, Raven Simone. How are you, sweetie?
Well, and you?
I'm well. I love seeing you. And right before we were going
to
go on air, you said, can I tell you something about you?
I need to tell you something about you.
Uh-oh.
So, it's been a long time since I wake up to like a man, but I wake up to you every time in the hotel.
Oh.
Now, the thing is...
Well, if you got to wake up to one man...
It's only you. It's only
you.
And
way to
I
go.
Think that's awesome because, you know, some people... I don't know. I'm just saying for me, like a lot of people that I talk to, they're like, I want to own 17 things. And I'm like, I just want to have my paintings in a hotel. I just want to be that first person you see when you wake up and I want to know what's popping. And it's you. Oh. To me, that's one of the coolest jobs within our industry ever.
Oh, well, thank
that
you.
That is awesome.
That's so sweet. I'm glad.
Like, you're right there. Click. Because
yeah.
You know you go to sleep with the TV on
right.
And the hotel TV
right.
Doesn't continue. It goes right to your
it
voice.
It goes right back to me. Well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know. You must do a lot of traveling then.
I do a lot of traveling and you're in every
so funny.
Every television. It's amazing to me though. That's awesome.
My favorite story about that was it Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen said he was on a bender one time.
And he couldn't find the remote to change it, so we watched him for like 16 hours.
Yeah, like on a loop.
I watch you and get ready. I watch you in my mirror. Because
ooh,
television sucks.
Right.
But you're really good.
So I've seen you out of the shower and everything. Okay.
I'm telling you,
well,
I have like a secret affair with you,
you're
Mario.
You're so sweet. Well, I don't know if you know about that. I'm sure you... Well, I don't know if you do because you were young, but you used to shoot the original... That's So Raven on Sunset Gower.
Yes.
And we were shooting a little bit before. And I remember your dad is such a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, you were young.
15,
so I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were 15. Okay. So you weren't that. You were
young.
that little.
I had my car. I was driving.
Yeah. Okay. But that was so cool. And I remember enjoying it then. So it's so cool to see it come back now.
Thank
back
you.
On the Disney Channel.
I'm excited.
Raven's Home. It's kicking off season two.
Mm-hmm.
You having fun this time around?
I am having a lot of fun. You know, first season of anything is kind of like, are we going to get hired again? Is this okay? Are people gonna like it?
Right.
Second season, you kind of feel a little cocky. You're like, you know, we got bad.
Right.
We know what we're doing, but I'm still a little bit on edge because you never know. But we're having fun. The kids are having a good time. The stories are awesome. We're really diving into certain things.
Yeah,
and,
you guys are focusing on some social issues too, right?
We have issues. We have family topics.
Nice.
And how to be trustworthy and how to be honest and how to deal with situations while you're growing up. And we have some co-stars that are awesome too. So it's a second season is just the right little next step. Hopefully third season, we can do it again.
Good for you. And you've been recognized with some awards. So it's critically acclaimed. Where are y'all shooting this time?
We're shooting at Hollywood Center Studios, but they changed the name to Hollywood Sunset.
Hollywood Sunset? just to mix it up?
Just to mix it up, you know, knock down
so
a few buildings.
So not far from where you originally
not
shot.
Not far. And, you know, they changed Sunset Gower.
Yeah,
that
they
turned
did.
Into like a metropolis. Looks
yeah.
like Las Vegas over
Is
there.
Is it still Sunset Gower or they changed that too?
I think they said I kept the name but gave it a facelift.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
Moesha was over there during that
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Well, a lot
of fun stuff right mm-hmm. there. I know I always had fun seeing you on The View. Do you miss it at all?
I miss the women. I miss the camaraderie. I miss the people behind the scenes. I miss Whoopi. That's what I miss most. I really enjoy tape and edit.
Right.
And re-edit.
Right.
I enjoy that a lot. So we'll see what happens.
But as an experience as a whole, kind of like, I'm glad I did it, but now I'm glad I'm doing this sort of thing.
I'm glad people got to see me for my adult self.
Right.
And in that light, rather than another light that could have happened.
Right. That helps because of the transitions.
Because
and what
of
have
the
you.
Transitions. And I, you know, when taking the job, I said, if I'm going to do any transition from quote unquote child to adult star, adult person, I want to choose something that requires my mind. I want to choose something that requires some type of thought provoking
mm-hmm.
entryway into adult life. Because every time I talk to an adult, I'm just like, did you say what? What? Okay. This is all about, it's not as fabricated as Hollywood sometimes makes
no,
it.
No, it's really, it's great that you're allowed to have a platform to show that. So good for you.
Thank you.
You also work with Whoopi on Broadway, right?
Yes.
Sister Act
musical? I was in Sister Act for like 6 months.
Fun. Perfect run right there. That's awesome.
I was the closing of it and it was, I've never had so much respect for
a lot of work, though.
Entertainers. That's a lot of
Right.
Work.
8 times a week.
and the fact that everything has to be the same every single night. Have you done it? You've done Broadway.
I have.
You know, that's like a...
It's a trip, huh? Every single night after six, you're like, come on, can we mix it up?
Can't. No.
You
no,
can't.
You may not.
Because you may not. That's what I quick. That's what I quickly learned once I was scolded.
Right.
But yeah. So then you trip out on like these people have done shows for like years.
They love it.
And they don't mix it. Wow.
They have OCD. They have to. Because right? Everything is in the same place at the same time and whatever. Did you have to look at the red light?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so when you're in Broadway and you have those really good Broadway directors, when you're in the theater, there's this red light in center stage that you look at because you're really, you don't have cameras, so you can't see all the angles. That red light used to talk to me. Yeah. I used to watch it so many times. I'm like, yes, yes, uh-huh. It was so weird, but I liked it.
Good for you that you got to flex that muscle
right there.
What
did you do on Broadway?
I did a musical called A Chorus Line.
A Chorus Line.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, it was fun. I was supposed to go back and do like Chicago and these other ways. It just was hard with work because I was coming back and forth. But it was fun. I liked it. But like you say, it's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work.
Now, this weekend, you're presenting one of my favorites, Janet Jackson, with Radio Disney Music Awards, first ever Impact Award. That's a cool honor for you, too.
I think I farted a little.
Wait, you think you what? I beg your pardon?
I think I farted a little.
You think, oh, I was like, that's what I thought you said. Okay. Does that mean you're nervous?
I'm a little gassy. Listen.
She's so cool, by the way. I'm sure you've met her and throughout. She's so sweet.
Yeah. You know, you just meet her.
Just met Janet.
Listen, I'm not in the hotels, Mario. Do that.
No, okay. So wait, you haven't met her before?
I've met her before. I've taken pictures, but I've met her as a fan. I can't really contain myself. So I've decided to redeem myself.
Okay.
This time around, I'm going to be very professional, very ladylike, because my mom is watching. I'm not going to act like I did on my 30th birthday on The View, and it was just her DJ. I'm going to keep it calm. You know, I'm not wearing heels just in case I need to run.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it later.
I era, big Janet fan, seen her in concert, man, about 5 or 6 times.
Which concerts?
The last few she's had. Okay. I've seen all of it. And I've had the opportunity to interview a few times, and it makes me an even bigger fan because she's real cool. Real down earth, very sweet. Yeah.
That's why she's still here. She still comes back because she's a real person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she better. I don't want to talk about
and
it.
She's OG when she brings it with the whole, she's still an OG. She's still an OG.
She is.
All right, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
I'm ready.
Right? What would your theme song be in life?
Cause I'm happy plus Novocaine remix.
I like that.
A little bit.
Nice. You were quick with it too. Last show you binge watched.
Last show I binge watched was Game of Thrones. Last show I'm binge watching and continue to go back and forth even though new ones are coming out. Handmaid's Tale. I'll go back and watch first season just to come back to the next season.
Really?
I'm so addicted.
See, I gotta get to that.
Wait,
I haven't seen it. Cause I gotta get Hulu. Right? I got to get Hulu to binge.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
You got to help me with that.
You can watch the first season on Netflix or Amazon. Second season come out. Let me tell you something about this last episode. Tien, the last, you got
to
get to it.
Okay.
I've never been so disturbed.
Yeah, people are fired up. I got to check it out, man. Have you seen it, Nichols?
I'm 8 episodes into season one. I just started like 2 weeks ago, actually. Yeah.
You digging it?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
It's probably the best acting on television.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. The best acting on television.
Wow. Bold
Hands
statement.
Down.
Okay. Oh, you got me fired up. Nickname growing up.
Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. If you could have one superpower.
I would be invisible.
Oh, you just want to creep on people or?
No, I just want to be invisible.
You just want to be invisible?
Like, I've been in front of people's eyes since I was 3. It's time to go.
Okay. That's true. Last one, celebrity crush growing up.
Oh my God, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson. That's going to be a fun moment
That's the first time I've ever told the truth. Normally I'm like, you know, but this Janet Jackson is my crush.
Well, you got good taste.
Thank you very much.
Radio Disney Music Awards on Disney Channel tomorrow night. Raven's Home airs Mondays on Disney Channel, and you can follow her on IG @RavenSimone. Thanks for stopping by, sweetie. Always great to see you.
Love you, Mario.
I love you too. I'll see you at the next room.
On with Mario Lopez.